Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is hit by the pitch. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. Harkness moves to second. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Harkness moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harkness scores. Cranepool scores. Coleman moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coleman scores. Neal moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Mets. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to third. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier bunts towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Altman scores. It's 3-2, Mets. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-1 in the game. Snider hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harkness moves to third. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall who is chasing the ball. Flood reaches third base with a triple. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-1 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Groat reaches second base with a double. Flood scores. It's Mets, 3, Cardinals, 3. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. Groat moves to third. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez strikes out. 1 out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 0 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman scores. Javier moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the mound. McKenzie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Flood moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with McKenzie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 2 in the game. Snider strikes out. 1 out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Harkness hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Coleman and he is safe. Javier steals second. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. It's 6-3, Cardinals. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Crane Poole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jay Hook now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Musial strikes out. There goes White. The throw from Coleman to Fernandez, and White is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-3 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. Hunt moves to second. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Javier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Gibson drops the ball. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez strikes out. 1 out. Cliff Cook pinch hits for Jay Hook. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. Neal moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Cardinals. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson strikes out. 1 out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grote strikes out. 2 outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flood moves to third. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Musial takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Duke Carmel pinch runs for Stan Musial. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Boyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Flood scores. White scores. Carmel moves to third. It's 10-4, Cardinals. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-4 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel now playing left field. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-4 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Harkness strikes out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Choo Choo Coleman. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 10, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.